Hi, I'm Savannah, and I'm here with Laura Warren, and she is an RN that is in charge of the OB department. Have you showed in any of your goats this year?
Yes, actually we're getting ready to go to Louisville next week, so anyway, we'll be at a national show for a week, so anyway, you have goats to show at the fair this year?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mom doesn't know yet. Well, I want to be an OB nurse, and I was wondering about your education, your experience, and your job in general. It will take about 12 to 14 minutes, and let's start.
Okay.
To become an RN, what kind of education requirements do you have to have?
Well, a lot of it depends on your final goals and kind of what program you're looking at. So, on the very basic level, you need an associate's degree. So an associate's degree RN. We do hire diploma RNs once in a while, but those programs are so... I don't know that there are any in Missouri anymore at all. You'll find here at Hedrick and in almost any hospital anymore, the real push is to hire nurses that have a bachelor's degree. So... I'm not saying that you wouldn't get a job if you didn't have a bachelor's degree, but you need to be prepared to go on and get that four-year degree.
Why do you think they're pushing so hard for a bachelor's degree?
It's evidence-based medicine. There was a big study done by the Institute of Health that showed that patients who were cared for in hospitals that had a higher percentage of bachelor's degree prepared RNs had better outcomes than other hospitals. So, you know, especially in this current healthcare environment where they're paying for performance, you know, if your hospital doesn't give evidence-based medicine, they're going to look real hard at whether or not those insurance companies and Medicare and Medicaid ought to pay you. So, you know, it's... You hate to say it comes down to the bottom dollar, but it also comes down to patient safety.
Mm-hmm. BLS gave me some requirements as to how to get into the OB department, but not many. But what do you have to do to become an OB nurse?
Well, the main thing is to just have a passion for it. There are some hospitals and some managers will say that they don't want to hire you unless you have some basic nursing experience. So, you know, it's always a good idea as a brand new nurse to get some general nursing experience. So, you know, for most nurses that means med-surg. Some nurses go directly into emergency room work. But, you know, a good basic understanding of the nursing workflow, what a normal patient looks like, how to evaluate a patient is important. But I know that for me, I really look for that passion to you know, that you really want to work with those moms and babies and you know, some experience in volunteering or looking at things like that. That's really important.
If you don't mind asking, how did you choose to be an RN nurse or OB nurse? After?
It was a long journey for me. My mom was an OB nurse. She passed away when I was 7. So, you know, it's not that I got to listen to her tales of nursing for years and years, but it was something she was very passionate about. And of course, like many teenagers, I didn't want to do anything that my parents did, so I never thought I could be a nurse. And as I grew older and I had my own babies, I realized I had a real hunger to help other women have a positive birthing experience. So I became a childbirth educator and I was a lactation counselor and decided that, you know, I really think I want to pursue a nursing degree. So that's kind of where I got to where I am.
Okay. Career Pathway says that you have to take the NCLEX to become a nurse. What was it like to take it?
Nerve-shattering. The program that I went through was a 1+1 program. So you get your LPN first, mm-hmm. and then you get your RN. So I actually have taken the NCLEX twice because there's one for LPNs.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like that was an advantage for me because I knew what to expect. Computerized testing is very interesting in the fact that it gives you a question. If you answer that, it'll give you another question that's a little bit harder. If you miss that one, it'll go back down to an easier question. But I was very nervous going into it, but I also felt like I had a good chance at succeeding because the program I went through prepared me so well. So...
What was the best experience that you've had in this department?
That's a hard one. And probably the answer I'm going to give you is maybe not what you would expect. 99% of the time, this is the happiest place in the hospital. And it's that one percentage of the time that it's really awful. Because, you know, people lose babies or, you know, have a bad outcome. We call it a bad outcome, but basically they don't get to go home with a baby. Probably one of the experiences that stood out in my mind the most was a family who their baby had passed away. And I had the privilege of being with them while they delivered that baby. And it was a beautiful... It was a beautiful experience. I mean, very sad, of course, but I was so privileged to be there with that family and then to get to be with them through a next delivery where they got to take the baby home. That was just really special.
So what's one of the worst experiences that you've had?
When family dynamics get in the way of a mom and baby getting off to a good start, you know, whether those dynamics are divorce or boyfriend problems or drugs, you know, the times where due to poor choices on the mom's part, the baby's not gotten to go home with her, those are pretty awful. And then of course losing a baby. I mean, that is just so hard. One of my patients had a baby pass away during labor one time, and that was horrible. I almost quit over that. That was really bad.
What are the most important rules in your job?
Did you say roles?
Rules.
Rules. Oh, well, like anything in healthcare, you know, safe patient care has got to be the top thing in your mind all the time. So, you know, doing everything you can to prevent infections, which is as basic as washing your hands, using proper protective equipment, making sure that when you're administering drugs that you do it in a safe manner, protecting patients' private health information, you know, not sharing things about patients that they wouldn't want shared. You know, those are kind of the main roles. Those are the things that if you screw up, you're not going to be working here long. So
if you did break a rule, like HIPAA, mm-hmm. would happen?
We're really lucky here that it's spelled out very clearly what happens in those. And, of course, it's based on severity. You know, if it's a big breach, it's usually a termination. Just, you know, and everybody knows that, you know. Smaller infractions, they at least have a written warning and kind of go from there, but mm-hmm. you learn pretty quickly what you can do, so.
If it was big enough, could your license be revoked?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And as a nurse, you get lists all the time of people who have had their license suspended or revoked and the things they do, and sometimes you'll read through that and you'll think, how can anybody be that dumb, but... You know, you can also think, gosh, so quickly, you know, just a bad judgment call on your part, and that's the end of it, so.
Yeah. Explore Healthcare states that a pediatric nurse could work pretty much anywhere, so why did you choose the hospital to work at?
Well, and you've got to remember, too, pediatric nursing is mm-hmm. a little bit different from what I do here, so, you know, yeah, certainly if you're trained in pediatrics, you know, I know pediatric nurses that work in home health, and I mean they're wonderful because they allow the kids who are really sick to stay home with their families. You know, I've worked as a school nurse before. Nursing is just awesome. That the field is just wide open. You can do anything. My thing is moms and babies, and I love being part of deliveries. That's just an amazing experience. I never get tired of seeing that newborn baby take its first breath. So, you know, for me, hospitals are the best place to go. They don't do too many home births around here anymore, so.
Well, that concludes all my questions. Mm-hmm. That helps me understand what I can look forward to in education, experience, and the job for this department. Do you have any questions for me?
Have you started working on your prerequisites, or do you know what you're going to do, or you know where you're going to school, or?
I'm hoping to go down to Springfield, MSU.
Yes.
And I've already started. Hopefully I can get my 4-year down to a 3-year.
Excellent.
I've had many of my classes already starting to take them,
mm-hmm.
and this is one of them. So
wonderful.
I'm getting this one out of the way, but
I would think that any nursing program that looks at your application
mm-hmm.
would see, you know, the fact that you volunteered several
mm-hmm.
years in the OB department, the fact that you're already getting a jump on those classes. I would think that'd be a real plus. You'll be a great nurse.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for letting me come here.
It was my privilege to do so.
Thank you.